Supercars are in action. Well, it's such a long season. It's an arduous season. And joining us now is Simona Di Silvestro, the first full-time driver in the Supercars. Welcome, Simona.
Thanks for having me.
Fantastic effort from you this year. Are you enjoying what is now the, what was the old V8s, but the Supercars? It's an incredible series.
Yeah, it's definitely quite a lot of fun because I think the racing is really competitive and it's definitely pretty tough out there, but I'm really enjoying it so far.
Well, Simona, speaking of tough, yeah, Michael Caruso has described you as a dirty driver.
That was actually the rumor that was circling around a little bit early in the season because I kept getting penalties. And I think just getting my head around a little bit, you know, with apparently you can bump and push people, but you have to do it a certain way. So yeah. I've never been used to that before because my career has been open wheels. So I think I was trying to figure that all out. But now it's good. Yeah, I think much, much cleaner driver.
And what about enjoyment level from the open wheeler to the supercars?
Yeah, it's quite different. You know, it's maybe a little bit more frustrating at the time for me because, you know, throughout my whole like racing career, I've, you know, always worked on myself as an open wheel driver. You know, you start to learn what you need in a race car and these type of cars, and all of a sudden, I'm coming to supercars where everything is quite new and pretty much everything that has made me fast in the past, I have to relearn and do different things to be quick in these cars. So it's definitely been pretty tough just learning everything. But I think the racing is one of the best racing because, you know, the whole field after qualifying is pretty much within a second. So it makes it really tight and you really, you know, have to be on the limit every lap. And there's a lot of pressure going on because the cars can run much closer than an open wheel. So it's good racing and like racing should be. So I'm really, really having a lot of fun out there.
Well, I think your excuse, Simona, is what we all know, days of thunder, rubbing is racing. That's how you get about. That's what we know about it anyhow. 13th at Phillip Island. When can we see you on the podium?
Well, I think if we honest, you know, I think this year is going to be a bit tricky, but because, you know, every place as I go, every track I go, they're new. So we're always a little bit behind when we start the race weekend. But we're working hard, you know, and hopefully at the end of the year, you know, we'll be running top 10. I think that's an achievable goal. And then maybe some podiums next year.
And what about how long are you here for? How long's the stint in the supercars?
Well, I'm here now for 3 years. At least. So definitely, you know, it's going to be a lot of work, but hopefully we, you know, get there and get the results I want to.
Fantastic, Simona. We look forward to your next drive. It's a competitive outfit. Good luck. Go the girls, I reckon. Absolutely. You're on fire. I have four daughters, and I'm promoting you to get up there and get the win, get the checkered flag. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm.
Rubbing is racing.
You're not that one. That is a new... Have you not heard that one?
Days of
That's
Thunder.
Tommy Cruise special, Rubbin's Racing.
Now, there was a movie you could believe. Nicole Kidman is a 21-year-old neurosurgeon.
Oh, that's okay, isn't it?
With a perm. How many 21-year-old neurosurgeons do you know with a perm?
It was one of the great movies.
You thought it was a documentary. It's 8:30.